AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The acting chief at Customs and Border Protection is out, said to have resigned over the conditions in which migrant children are kept and some deaths. Sources are telling the Associated Press acting ICE director Mike Morgan will now fill the slot. President Trump asked about conditions at the border.
I'm very concerned, and they're much better than they were under President Obama by far. And we're trying to get the Democrats to agree to really give us some humanitarian aid, humanitarian money.
Tonight, the House is expected to vote on that measure to provide $4.5 billion to help house the migrants. Prosecutors say California Congressman Duncan Hunter illegally used campaign funds to finance romantic flings. A court filing lays out detailed allegations about the married Republican congressman who was indicted last year for misspending campaign funds. The nation's new acting Pentagon chief calling on NATO allies to help the U.S. deal with Iran.
At tomorrow's NATO meetings here in Brussels, Esper will make the case it's not Iran against the United States, but Iran against the international community.
A number of countries get their oil through the Straits of Hormuz, so this is a reason why we need to internationalize this issue.
On his first trip since taking over the Pentagon yesterday, Esper wants to gain allied support for pushing Iran into talks, but the allies so far have favored working to de-escalate tensions and have shown little appetite for forming a coalition. Sagar Magani with the acting defense secretary, Brussels.
First responders who went to ground zero after the 9/11 attack say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has agreed to call a vote on legislation that ensures their compensation fund won't run dry. John Feel met with O'Connell today.
I've been to 181 funerals. I'm about to go to 182. So, yeah, it's frustrating when you see a dysfunctional body of work who promises to fix yesterday's problems.
This is AP Radio News. Today marks the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death, and hundreds of fans have visited his grave and his star at the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I've been to 181 funerals.
The Michael Jackson estate is calling for fans to honor his memory by volunteering, planting a tree, or doing something that improves the world. Jackson died June 25, 2009 from a fatal dose of the anesthetic propofol. Fans are gathering at the Los Angeles home where he died and at his gravesite in nearby Glendale. Singer Fantasia Barrino says she hates that unproven allegations of abusing children still dog Jackson even in death.
Nobody ever knows. Let the man rest. Let him rest. What he did on this earth made a mark, and his music will still live.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Comedian Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal of the sexual assault conviction that landed him in prison, complaining the testimony of the accusers are strikingly dissimilar. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.